Hello.
Hi, Dad. Right, I got a call to go down to the college today, right? And I went down because they said that my attendance is dead poor. And I've went down and they've said that I've got to pay a fee of £1,300 for my kit because I've said that I'm not going back.
Don't talk a lot of Who's saying this?
My lecturer. I'm sitting in a room with them now. What am I supposed to do?
Stephen, you got up the road. Do not leave that house until I come in. Do you hear me?
I don't know what to say.
Do you know what to say? Tell them to go and take a good to themselves. That's what to say. Just tell them.
I can't say that, Dad.
I'll come up to the college, right?
Dad,
and I'll speak to them.
Dad, right, I'll let you talk to him.
Good morning.
Good morning.
You aware of the situation, then, sir?
Well, as far as I'm led to believe, she's been told that she's to pay £1,300.
Yes, she has, sir.
Is that right? I'm telling you now, you're not getting a penny out of me.
We've had plebs like this come in and out of our doors for many a year, sir.
Don't raise your voice at me.
Listen, I'll get money out of you, Dafty, if it's the last thing I do.
Dafty? Dafty?
Dad,
I'm a Dafty.
Dad, don't call my Dafty, please. Don't be cheeky.
He called me a Dafty. Is that a lecturer in your college?
It is, uh-huh.
What's his name? I'm coming down the new.
Speak to him, please. His name's Michael.
Michael, listen, I'm telling you right now, mate, right? I'm going to be as clear as I can be. What I'm saying to you is, why don't we meet up? Man to man, me and you'll discuss this and get this matter sorted right out.
I've achieved hairdressing awards at the highest level. Vidal Sassoon. L'Oreal. I'm worth it. What's your problem, Dafty?
Dafty? Oh, my... Dafty now. I'll come down there and ragdoll you with that hair that you're going in.
You're going to get a stern letter from me.
You're going to get a punch right in the face from me. You caught you.
One of the guys in here that went on this course got a part-time job in a hairdresser's only 2 weeks ago.
Very good. A part-time job on. Great achievement, mate. The course doesn't hold water.
It holds water. It holds plenty of water to come down the little funnel before we wash it.
You're going to get a sore face in 2 seconds flat, mate. And I'm going to ragdoll you about that school.
You keep going on about ragdolls, sir. There's no dolls in here. Put your daughter back on, but I can tell you she is
very much
in danger of failing this current assessment. Very much in danger. If you don't straighten up your attitude, young man.
Young man. Young man. Right, okay. All right, mate.
Louise, will you speak to this imbecile?
Imbecile now.
Dad.
I'm telling you now, Louise, I'm going to come down there. You better take me right up to this clunker.
Dad, can you please just apologise because I'm sitting and I'm going to...
Hello, sir.
What?
Louise said you were going to apologise. That's fine. If you apologise, sir, we'll just let it lie.
No.
I could have you banned, sir, from every hairdresser in the city. Your hair will be a riot for the rest of your days if you're not careful.
Good on you. That's tremendous.
I'll tell you what I'll do, Paul. If you let it go, I'll give Louise £100.
You'll give her £100?
I'll give her £100.
£100 for what?
For being on Clyde One's Make Your Dad Mad.
Oh, no way! Louise Doyle, I tell you, wait until I get in that house.
Wait till your father gets home.